We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We already know that White House advisor Kellyanne Conway's husband George is an outspoken critic of President Trump. Now we are finding out the views of their daughter. More from CBS News correspondent Deborah Rodriguez.
Kellyanne Conway's daughter is not on board with her mom's politics, and she's letting the world know. 15-year-old Claudia Conway has been posting TikTok videos opposing the president's positions. She tells USA Today she and her mom, a White House legal advisor, sometimes get into political arguments but have a best friend relationship. Her dad, George Conway, is an outspoken critic of Mr. Trump's. The Conways have four children. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In Ethiopia, 81 people have been killed in 2 days of protests. The protests have been sparked by the murder of a popular singer from the country's largest ethnic group. The murder is threatening to derail the country's democratic transition. I'm Steve Futterman, CBS News.
This is Chicago's all-news station. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
WBBM News Time 205. It is Wednesday, July 1st. Good afternoon. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in for Cisco Cotto. 88 degrees in Chicago under sunny skies. We're going up to 90 degrees inland, cooler along the lakefront. Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. A vigil is being held on behalf of a young girl who died due to gun violence. WBBM's Jim Gudis joins us live from the South Side.
It was last Saturday, Jennifer, when Cecere Gaston and his mother were riding in a vehicle at 61st in Halsted when police say someone in another car opened fire and hit Cecere in the chest, killing the child and grazing the mother. Gathering here today were mourners who wanted to pay their respects to Cecere and the family. They also wanted to call for the community to come together. They say the community is one of the big reasons why there is violence. Some of the family members said in the past there wasn't such violence in these neighborhoods because the community came together. They also called for anyone who knows anything about the shooting to contact police. They say someone out there knows something, and they at least would like to see whoever killed Cecere brought to justice. And the parents also spoke to reporters about what they say is the victimization that they have felt, they claim, from Chicago police. They stay, instead of being treated like victims in this case, they're being treated like suspects. And police have been demanding things from them, information, they say, in exchange for belongings that were in police custody at the time, the release of the vehicle, and other things. They say they are the victims here, they are not the people responsible, and they want the police to do more to find whoever is responsible. Live at 61st in Halsted, Jim Gudis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A West Suburban man and his entire family have now claimed victory over their battle with coronavirus.
It's a day of celebration for Chuck Drungelo, his family, and the doctors and nurses at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital who saved his life.
We would cry and hug each other and say, all right, we're on a mission. We're going to do this. We're going to get him out of here. So to see him walk now, priceless.
At one time, Chuck, his son, and his wife were all hospitalized on ventilators with COVID-19. And while his wife and son are now healthy, Chuck's road to recovery was much longer.
Well, I couldn't talk at one time, but about 17 days ago, I couldn't stand. It's going to take at least 3 months of my life.
Chuck was treated with remdesivir and a blood plasma donation. Now he wants to return the favor.
I know I want to donate blood plasma Someone did it for me.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has just announced a temporary pause in stage four, that is, of the state's reopening. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues were originally scheduled to fully reopen on July 4th. Holcomb says the reason for the pause is the recent increase in hospitalizations, as well as an uptick in daily positivity rates for COVID-19. Be sure to download the Radio.com app and favorite WBBM to get up-to-the-minute local alerts on major breaking news. WBBM News Time 208. Traffic and weather together on the 8s. Here's Claire Lane.
Out with the old and in with the new, the way the tri-state's been going so far this afternoon. You had an earlier southbound crash that involved four semis. This was at Holstead. That's out of the way now. But northbound, you have a fully engulfed vehicle fire at Balmoral, and this is in the three right lanes, so only those two left lanes are getting by, and everybody driving very cautiously, very carefully through the scene, so it's kind of a haul. Your brake lights begin at the Bensonville Bridge, carry all the way up to Balmoral. It's a truck fire. Eden's okay. Kennedy out fine to Montrose, 25 to O'Hare, about his 40. O'Hare into the Jane Byrne, 30 off the Edens. Up on I could take 24 to Mannheim, 37 to 390. About his 44 minutes, 390 coming into the Jane Byrne, 27 if you are coming in from Mannheim. Stevenson's building very slightly on the up on side. Damon to Cicero, 27 to the Tri-State, 37 to 355. About a brake check as you hit Damon. South and north of 55, you're solid. In and out from Arsenal with the ongoing road work. Up on Ryan will take you 33 and bounce 25. 57's good, but you're jammed on the inbound Bishop Ford after an earlier crash at 115th. That's 30 minutes to get to the Ryan from 80. Versus the 15 it takes you in 57. Out Bobbish Ford Gapers are 23 minutes. Lakeshore Drive South, hugging the Oak Street curve. Northbound backing down, Randolph to the river. Aside from the Tri-State northbound with that vehicle fire in the three right lanes at Balmoral, the rest of your Illinois tollways easy come, easy go. Eastbound 80-94, busy off the Bishop Ford to Calumet. Westbound off the toll road to 65. Want to help us with our coverage? Just call us. We're here. The WBBM traffic tip line, 855-780 Road. Next traffic report, 218. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The WBBM AccuWeather forecast, sunshine mixing with clouds, hot and humid, highs ranging from near 80 at the lakefront to 92 inland. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, hot and sticky, a high 91. 88 right now at O'Hare, 79 degrees at the lakefront under sunny skies. Coming up in 60 minutes, a suspect is now in custody in a West Suburban shooting. WBBM News.